Chachmis, and hear the Mishneh. So in other words, according to Rabbanon, as long as he's the same Mideh, so even if it fermented, so it still hasn't been of my, not of my parents. Here a Biude. So, aber gam do yachmitz. Shane, Rav Nachmon, bishe hechmitz machlekes. The machlekes between Rav Yehuda and Rabbonon is in regard to the case where it already fermented. So, if it didn't ferment, so everybody agrees that it's still mayim. It's not yai yet. So, but if it did ferment, so Rav Yehuda says, even though there was no increase in the volume of the water, of the heretofore water, so it still is considered as yai. But the Rabbonon say not. Umasnis the Rav Yehuda. The Rav Lezer Mosi, just that, the reverse. The Bishaloi Yachmitz Machlekes. But, Shaloi Yachmitz Machlekes. But if it fermented, so even the Rabbonon will be made that it's highly maisres, even though there was no increase in the volume of the water. בצורך לדאג די כשליטיק שמסכונת ירושלמי לפתעמי לא עושה. פה ממעל, כנפורש ושיש ואבו עם סום מים שרת, ונוסם בסום מפרץ, ורקי נוטה ומנו סור, בתערוב אסמאי מפרץ יחד, תערי כל עשו שם מפרץ מסו עשה מקווה, ולו ינחסם ממנו כמחות מארבו עם ואחות ולפחש. ובסייף פרק אור, הוא אמרים לו דיקו שעד רובה. פה ממי מיילים, כדקטונה במקווה שיש וממסוכות רחס ובישור המשקין, בישור המשקין, יש חלוקים מן המים. So, דילו מים או יפייסלים, ושור המשקין לא יפייסלים ולא ימיילים כאלדבלי. אבל בפומי מיילים, so in the case of פומי מיילים, so in the case, the example mentioned of a מיילים, so then there is a fundamental distinction between a פיירס and מיילים. אבל בפומי מיילים, אין שור המשקין חלוקים מן המים. So it's not that in that case, so Mashkin has the same din like Mayim. Meperes has the same din Mayim. In that case, in the case of Pomi Malim, so we started with Mem So Mayim Shem Shubim. So then when you don't pin a saw of Meperes, so the Meperes becomes bottle to the Mayim and it also acquires Chalish Mayim. Our Pomi Malim is Shara Mashkin Chalukim La Mayim. The Mikveh Sheyesh Be'aboyim So Shleimi. No son So Mayim Shubim. ונוט על סור כושר, ואפילו יסע מרובה. מה שאין כמי מפרס, in other words, it's not like the שיטס הרמב״ם and the ראיבת. But like רשי and טייסס, and the רמב״ם, the רשבו, I mean all the ראשי. Right. Now, the next mission. מי שגימו, הידיע בי סלי זייסי, בי סלי ענובי, ושינו אסמרו אוף כושר. So one of the פסולים למקווה היא שינו מר. So one could say, so what does שינו מר mean? Shinumare means that if you pour in yayin, or anything else, I mean any other materials, let's say orange juice, into the main mikveh, and there is such an abundance of the meperes in the main mikveh that the color of the mikveh, of the water of the mikveh changes. It doesn't look like the color of water, but it looks like the color of yayin. Or of oranges. So then the mikveh becomes possible. So the Mishnah says, so one could argue that in the case where you rinse a basket that was used for zeisin, if you rinse it in the mikveh, so then, and it will acquire the color of zeisin or of anovim as a result of the rinsing of the basket, so Rishino is marov, so it should become possible, so the Mishnah tells us no. Why not? In other words, when is there the psul? When is there a psul of shinumare? Only when the shinumare takes place as a result of mixture, of a commingling, of mayim and something else that has a different color. So then, if there was such an abundant mixture that the mare of the mayim changed into the mare of the meperes, then it becomes possible. So it doesn't have a din of mayim. Because it is so substantially commingled, mixed with meperes that it acquires the color of the meperes. Masheinke, when there is a change in color, but not as a result of a mamoshes of something in it that has a different color, then it doesn't come possible. So it dichobis alizes alanovim shinesmar kosher. Reb Yisrael Meir, Mei Atzeva, Peislin Eisei, Bishlei Shelugi. Veim Peislin Eisei, Bishinuma. So Mei Atzeva, because even though dyed water, so it passes at Bishlei Shelugi because it has a din of Mayim. It has a din of Mayim. In other words, because the Tzeva, the dye, is less Bima Moshe. Veim Peislin Eisei, Bishinuma. If it is show and it's shloisha lugim, so the dye water passes the mikveh. But if it's not show, even though as a result of the dye water, so the color of the mikveh is changed, it's not possible. No fali seicha yayin. So now the Mishnah mentions an example of the tzul of shinumare. What is that? No fali seicha yayin umeyav v'shinumare v'post. Keisat yase. So suppose Yain fell into the mikveh and that changed the mari of the mikveh. So it's possible. But it can be cured of that psul. How can it be cured of that psul? Yam til yachir duk shomi, viyazu mareyen li mare amai. Hoyu bein, arbo im so, mi male bikate, vineisin li seichei, ache yazu lo mareyen li mare amai. All right. Now, vein peisle se bishinu darab, vishim nitzive lesbe mamoshi. Meil mai mai yitzim nazeisi yamti na chiyedu kshomi di le mali bikate viefsha di bechosa raskinan shu nipso bedim olugi mi mali bikate di mikve shole min ashuv im peisle yisrael na mishte dale no fali seiche yayin oi meil vishinu miktes marob im ein bei mare mayim arbo im so hareze lo yitzuve. So let's say, suppose part of the water changed the mare, and then the part of the water in the mikveh did not change. So if there is a boim so in the mikveh that retains its original color that did not change the mare, so then it can be taken. Imein bi mare mayim a boim so, imein bi mikveh a boim so, sheyesh bi mayim lo yitvo beis a mikveh, afil beis a tzad sheyesh bi mare mayim, vim tov al yos letvil. Shlei sho lugi mishnei, shlei sho lugi mayim, ונופל לסייחון קורט את יאי, וערי מראיין כי מראי היאי, ונופל למיק ולא יפסלו. Now, so, the lotion in our text is, שלי שור לוגים מיים, ונופל לסייחון קורט את יאי, not שלי שור לוגים מיים חוסר קורט את ונופל לסייחון קורט את יאי, וערי מראיין כי מראי היאי. Now, there is discussion in Gemara Makis on that. So, according to Rove, so we have to be geiris. In the Mishneh, Shlei Sho Lugin Mayim V'Chosa Kote. So the Shiro, so, V'Nofa L'Seichon Kote, Chosa Kote, V'Nofa L'Seichon Kote F'Yayim, V'Ari Marien K'Mari Ayayim, V'Nofa L'Mikve Loi Pasu. But the Rav, and Rabbi Kveya pointed out, so the Rav is geres. Shlei shel lugim mayim, not chosa kote. V'nofal l'seichon kote v'yayim. So in other words, it had already the shiur of shlei shel lugim mayim. And then a kote of yayim fell into it. V'arimareyen kimari ayayim. V'arimareyen kimari ayayim. V'nofal l'mik v'loi paslu. Loi paslu. So, it didn't pass. Why didn't it pass? According to the Gersik, that the Rav is Geres. I mean, that's Tolu in Rav Pope, in Machlekes, between Rav Pope and Rove in Makis. But let's say, according to this Gersik, so the question arises, it had already the Shio Shlei Shalugi. And then, and it was Shuvi. So, and then, a kotev of yayin fell into it. So it has shloi shalugi mayim plus a kotev of yayin. But v'ari marim ki mari ayayin. V'nofu lemit v'loi paslu. Why le paslu? Why le paslu? It has shloi shalugi mayim. But the mare is not a mare of mayim. Mayim has a white mare. And this has a different mare. So the mare is a mare of yayin. So it doesn't pass. So in other words, so even the Tanekame, the Rabbonon of Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri, hold that Mare is important. According to Rabbi Yechiel, Mare is the only important thing. But according to the Rabbonon, Mare is not the only important thing. But Mare is also a prerequisite in the psul of Shloisha Lugim Mayim Shurim. In other words, so according to this Gersay, the way the Rav, I mean, this is in accordance with the possible pshat by Rav Pope in the Mishnah. So then it follows that the Rabbonon of Rabbi Yechiel Menuri hold that in order that Shloisha Lugim Mayim should pass Le Mikveh, so there are two prerequisites. Number one, it must have three Lugim Mayim. If it's two Lugim Mayim, so then it cannot pass. So it has to be three Lugim Mayim, and then it has to have the Mare of Mayim. But suppose it has the Shiur of Shloisha Lugim Mayim, but it has the Mare of Yayin, so it doesn't pass. Even according to Rabbon of Yerifim. So what happens? Shloisha Lugim Mayim Chosa Kurtev. V'nof Aliseichon Kurtev Cholov. Kurtev Cholov. V'ar Mareyen Ki Mare Amayim. Mareyen Ki Mare Amayim. V'nof Ule Mikve Is Loi Paslu. So in other words, so now we could say, since in the Reishit, the Rabbanon said that Shloisha Lugim Mayim by itself, without the Mare of Mayim, the Mare of Yayim, doesn't pass all. So maybe if it has the Mare of Mayim, even though the Shloisha Lugim is not constituted completely by Mayim, but it was supplemented by Cholov also, so it should pass all because the Mare is the important thing. So the Mishnah tells us now, according to Rabbanon, there are two prerequisites. First of all, in order to pass, in order that the psul of Shloisha Lugim Mayim should pass, it must have Shloisha Lugim of the substance of Mayim, not the Mashules. So there must be Shloisha Lugim of the substance of Mayim. So, and then it must also have the dye, the color of Mayim. So maybe in the Reishe, it has Shloisha Lugim substantively of Mayim. In substance, it has a Shloisha Lugim Mayim, but it doesn't have the color of Mayim, so it doesn't pass. In the Seife, it has the color of Mayim, but in substance, it does not have Shloisha Lugim Mayim. It's a Kurtev less than Shloisha Lugim Mayim, and the Kurtev was supplemented by Cholov, so it doesn't pass. Rabbi Yechiel Menuri Meir. Rabbi Yechiel Menuri Meir, Hakel Heleich, Hacher Amam. So Rabbi Yechiel Menuri says that in the Seife, it doesn't pass. So, I mean, the Seife, it does pass. In the Seife, it does pass. Because Rabbi Yechiel Menuri, the important thing is only the Mare of Mayim. Only the Mare of Mayim. But if it has the Mare of Mayim, even though a little bit of it, it consists substantively of Cholov, so it passes. But of course, Rabbi Yechiel Menuri will be made there. Suppose the major part of the Gimel Lugim is Cholov, and the Miut is Mayim, then Rabbi Yechiel Menuri will be made there, it doesn't pass. Rabbi Yechiel Menuri is only chilek and Rabbonon in regard to the case where the major part, where the rov of the Gimel Lugim is of Mayim, and the Miut is of Cholov. The Miut is of Cholov. So the Meilen mitzad bitul rov, we can consider it as if it is completely of Mayim, and it has a Mare of Mayim. So then it passes. Not if the major part is Cholov and the Miut is Mayim, then Rabbi Yechiel Menuri is made that is not possible. Anyway, so according to this Gersay, and this is in accord with Rav Pope's possible explanation of the Mishnah, Machis, the Abdal. So there is a Machlekes between Rabbi Yechiel Menuri and the Rabbanon. Rabbi Yechiel Menuri holds that the important thing is that it should have a mother of mine, and as long as it has a mother of mine, and the major part is mine, even though a mute is of something else, so it puzzles. According to Rabbanon, in order to puzzle, there are two prerequisites. First of all the gumelugim must be in substance of mine, and then it must have the color of mine too. And if it is in substance, gimelugim mine, but the color is of yayin, it doesn't pass. Rove says, in Makes, Abdalet, that we have to be us in the Mishneh. Shleisho lugi mayim chosa kurte. Vinofal isechon kurte v'yayim. Vahari marein ki mare ayayim. Vinofal im mikve. Vinofal im mikve loy paslu. Loy paslu. So that means only if he did not have the shield. So he says, only if he did not have Gimulugimayim. So it says, Gimulugimayim chosakute. And varamarein kimara ayayim. So it doesn't pass. Now, Abigregia, it points out. Now, koshomi, domimakes avdalet maskinon dirove pshitale. So the Rav's pshat is in accordance with Rav Pop. Alright. Dirove pshitale, the gassinen hoche chosakute. Tiltalekamel yazlinum kwalbos achazuse. Elo bishure. So the Mishneh tells us, so the Rabbanon say in the Mishneh, that if he doesn't have gimulugim, full gimulugim of mayim, so he doesn't pass. V'hod ikhtone klalo reishe, kim da'afilo b'nofal ha'cholov, dimareyu kimayim lipos. So then the question is, according to Rove, so why does the Mishneh tell us in the reishe, in the case of mareyim kimare ayayim, so we not fully mikve is loyposlu. So that means, in other words, there are two things. First of all, he doesn't have in substance gimulugimayi, and he doesn't even have the mara of mayim. So it's not possible. In the same thing, he tells us that even where it has the mara of mayim, but on account of the fact that in substance he doesn't have full gimulugi, so he doesn't pass alachos kama vichamo in the reishe. So why does he have to tell us? V'hod iktones Rabbi Kveya says, points it out. Vodik tole klalo reishe, kim da fila binofu cholo vi mareyu kimayim liposl, mikolshki minishtane mare, tzolich leima adinokat lerebusi, da fila binishtane mare, mikol mokei, davke chosakot. Vi rabi yichen benuri svir leidi tole hakel vachazus. Alright. Okay, now. Derab, binofu li mikve, loy paslu, hoyu viniren ki yayit, umipeiris in peisim shishvogim. Hakle lech hachamara afo pishin acholo peitos hamikvim imayim shiyo shlish lugim lipse mikol mokin kivim shiyish kan shlish lugim shiniren kimayim chashvim lukil kula mayim upeis vein aloche kirab yeichanen benu. Now Mishneh Vav mikve shiyish veyaboyim son mechuvonis yodu shnayim vitovlu ze achar ze horishin toy veyashen itome vashen itome. Reb Yude Imeir im Oyuragov Shorishi Negel Vimayim HaRashen Itoyer. Why? So that's, we discussed it many times, because Reb Yude holds that we say Gudachis. So the Mayim that is on the Raglayim of the person who is still standing in the Mikveh, so is considered as if it is Gudachis. So the Mayim on the upper level is considered to be at the body. So the mayim on the legs and on the body of the person who is still standing in the mikveh, or is sitting in the mikveh, doesn't make any difference. So it's considered as if it had gone down into the mikveh. So mimele, that's gudachis. So together with the mashu mayim, the drops of water on the body of the rishen, so we have memso. So Mimele it's considered that all the memso is inside the mikveh. Imoyurago shalish nigilmayim afashein itoy. Hit will be yes a sagus. Velo. Miktose sagus is a beget semero. So it absorbs a lot of water. So suppose he soaked the sagus, he was staying with the sagus a cloth, a cloth in the mikveh, and part of that cloth. So in other words, and it's all wet. It was also, but he started to pull it out from the mikveh, and part of it is still in the mikveh, and the other part is already beyond the mikveh. But the whole cloth is wet. Is wet. It absorbed water. So we say, since part of the cloth is in the mikveh, so there is chibur between the water that in the upper part of the cloth and the water that is in the lower part of the cloth that is connected to the mikveh that is still in the water. So memele it's toy. Miksose neige gegeh b'mayim. Toya, b'mikveh sheyesh b'mayim somin tzotzom isayah. V'tovu b'yodom v'acha sheyitlo v'esasagus. Toya ho'ish ha'tevel. Af al pishe nechzach shiyo mikveh b'tfilah sasagus. Because the cloth absorbed a little bit of the water. So inside the mikveh there is a little less than memso. So me'acha she'mikveh sasagus negeh b'mayim. Again, Virabiudi, the Svira Amrino Gudachis. So mainly all the water that is absorbed in the upper part of the cloth is also considered to be inside the mikveh because we applied our law of Gudachis. Hakar ve'akeses shaleya. That means any kelet. Any kelet. So, kidnishi be as for saying, min hamayim, hamayim shibisvicham shuvim. Now it is Italian. Whether it's cow or cases or any kale, it doesn't make any difference. So it has a kale. Now, if the mikveh has memsom mitum tzomis, and you are taking a certain part, ta, cases, any kale, and then you take it out with the tail upward, so then there's a little bit of water. So in Mele, there is a diminution of memsom. There is a diminution of memso in the mikveh. Then you pour it out, but that little bit of water that was filled up in the keles, you are table the car, the keses, the keles. So you show. Then you pour it in, so you pour mayim shuvim. You pour mayim shuvim. And even though the water inside the keles, inside the table, the keles is less than gimelugim, so it cannot pass through the mikveh. But we learned in the Mishneh that even less than Gimelugim, it cannot passel, but it cannot be mashlim. So that little bit of water, so it became show. And then without that, there is no memso in the mikveh. So then when you dump it out, so it cannot be mashlim to memso. So akar v'kesh shalei akim shikbiyas v'seim in amayim, amayim shibisich v'shuvim, kitzad yase, matbilin, umale yisederach shalei. In other words, when suppose this is the car, and the keses, or the kele, this is the tape. So we are taking this kele, I cannot take it out from the mikveh that way, because then there is water, and that becomes show. And then when you dump it in, so the memso cannot be supplemented by the little bit of water that is already show. So how should he do it? So in other words, when he immerses the keile in the mikveh, so he has to immerse it in inverted form. So in other words, he puts it down like this, and so that the whole keile is immersed in the water, and then he pulls it out. He pulls it out that way. So it cannot keep any water. It has no beskibul that way. So it has no beskibul from the mikveh, even if some drops of water do stick to the shalayim of the kele, and then they fall down, but it doesn't become show, because inasmuch as he picked it up in an inverted form, so it cannot be mikabel, it cannot serve the function of kibul. So those drops of water that adhere to the shalayim for a moment, and then they drop down, are not show either. So ketad yase, matbilon, umale isam derach shalayim. Hamayin shemesechon shuvim v'chesam v'pesach samikim v'shleishes lugim shar lehoyu b'yel aboyim som mechavonis v'nischaser kishikbias v'seim hamayim. So the Rav says, u'pesach samikim v'shleishes lugim, but even if the mayim in the kele Let's say the keli is a small keli, so the mayim that entered the keli as he picked it up with its teich upwards, so that there is less than the mulugin, so it doesn't passel, but he needs them so. Umalei som der shleim kedei shul yipla mayim shebseichon in mikve v'yipsilu kol meimon. He's gonna make it. Now, Mishnah Zayin. He will be as a mito. Sheragleo grains. Afal pi sheragleo shekes be tito ove. And the tito ove, it's thick. Very thick, viscous, thick. And it doesn't pour. So in other words, it doesn't have anything of mai. Because only titanirik, we learn, can supplement. Can be mastering the demso. If it is very soft, liquid-like. But if it is thick, so then it's not considered as mai. Now when Yatevel emito in bed with its legs that are very high, so then it is shikar bitit, so that means, and the teeth does not have a bin of mayim, it's not titanirek. So still, it is toyer. Why? Because before the legs of the bed are immersed in the teeth of it, they first are immersed in the mayim. So there was an immersion in the mayim before the immersion of the legs in the teeth of Seteiro, Mipnei Shamayim Mikat. Mikmo Mikve Shememov Merudoti. It's very, very shallow. Kevei, so in other words, it's very shallow, it's very long, but very shallow. So you could not immerse himself unless all the water is piled up in one place. So then he'll be able to immerse himself. So he's allowed to manipulate that. Mikveh shememov merudodi. Keveish afiluch vileitzim afiluch vilekanim kidei sheyispichu amayim v'yeret v'teve. V'yeret v'teve. Machachi. So machachi nisuna al mailes amor. If you have a mile, you have a mikveh, and then you have a few steps. In the mor, in the cave, you have a mikveh. And then you have a few steps. So there is very little water on the steps of the mor, of the mikveh. So not even enough to immerse a man. So what does he do? So he just, with his hands, he manipulates. And he waves the water, or your mele chomevi mai, kim shover lo agal teil. Now, the Rav. He will wear some mitosh or aglero grace. Ki machma sha mikve rochei, va mai mispashtin vichulei, vi afal pi she yeish boi memso. Ein kol gut, va afal pi she yeish boi memso, ein kol gut vei mischase bi mai mvasachas. So in other words, he wants to raise the level of water in one point. So if he puts, let's say, logs of wood on both sides, so that boils up the water in one spot, and then the level of the water is raised, so he can immerse a keile, or he can immerse himself in that. Kevis lezadechot shol mikve afil echule eitzim ikanim ve'af agav nira ki mikve shaholkei afil oche hoyu v'amayim nichnosim neir lahave choluk ve'kevis nokat mishe eitzim v'akanim tzofne opne amayim ve'tzorich liyo b'shaleim avonim kiri shiichnisu hamayim shiichnisu tachas amayim hoyu melech umevi b'mayim minaneya hamayim b'yodot kivim shover agal shol mayim ala mayla shol mikve shahamachat munar bo ve'tzofu meyagal ala machat Teiro, ulfisha amacha dako uktano, viyore ipentipu bemayim, is derech laatrilokim. Kosher. He did a besalization with Salanovim with Shinomar of Kosher. The Adocha Salim with Hosh of Shinomar. The Psu of Shinomar applies only to a case where the Shinomar arose as a result of being diluted with something that has a different man. Meitzeva peislei se b'shlei shalugi. B'chere kamerim makes porch me'ochel erav. V'yoma, shlei shalugi ma'im shuvim shenof alisechon kur tefyai. U'mareen ki mariyai. V'noflu le'mikve. Lo'i poslu. U'mshane. Hosom. Ma'i hosom ma'im b'tzi le'mikve. Hoche chamre mizige mikve. And then, so that, then the Gemara mentions the machlekes between Rav Poppe and Rove, so according to Rove, so Rav's din was says Shlei Shalugim Ma'im Shuvim Shenof Lisichon Kur Tefyayin Umarein Ki Mariyayin can only accord with Rabbi Yechon ben Uri, not with Rabbonon. According to Rav Poppe, so it possibly could accord even with Rabbonon. Right. Mimale bekate. No, no. Vein peislei se b'shinu mare, mishum di tzive lez b'mamoshi. Tzive lez b'mamoshi. Yamti na chenio d'kshomi, di mimale is bekate v'yefsha, di b'chosar askinot, di nipso b'shlei shalugin. Mimale bekate gam kan mashma, di mikve sholei me ashub in peislei shleilom. Not always la afuke of the shite saraive. This is what he says. La afuke of the shite saraive. Loi yidlobe. Na mishte dalit. No policy, Yain or Mail, Vishinu mix a smarov, Imembe, Maremai, Maboim so, Harido Yidobe. Afi will be mocking Shemarov Mai. So, in Tova, we also it will. In other words, since there is no Aboim so with the Maremai, so then the Tvile is not a good Tvile, even if he happens to be table something. In that part of the Mayim, in that corner of the Mayim, where the Mare is in Mare Mayim. Because the whole Mikveh is possible. If there is no Mem So in the Mikveh with the Mare Mayim. After Mokim Shemar of Mayim in Tobal, lo you also feel. Tanya Biti said, Mikveh Sheim Beyavoyim So, V'nofu L'Sei Chiyai, V'nishtanu Marov, if it does not have a boim so, and the iron fell into it, and the mare was changed, and the nifsal bishlei shalugi. Because yain doesn't pass through bishlei shalugi. Velo yoyit, el afilu chosro marov lekmei shohoyu kosha. Hoyu beimem so, vinof lesich yain, vinishtanu marov chetziei, hateveil beim bimkim amayim, beim bimkim ayayim, kiel loitok. Now the Rashi will explain all this. No foolish leisha lugin, yayin, bemim kima yayin, bemim kima mayin, kilo no. Hoyo show visike, he sik bim mikva yayin, ze vizelitia. He sik bim mokima mayin, mikima mayin tia, mikima yayin loitia. Now something else. Hovi ishenish gorobi yamagodu, now that is mentioned in the Gemara in Makkos. Chovi shenish b'rabi yamagodlu, mare isi mokim, ki mare isi ayayin hateiv b'isi mokim, ki ilu loy toba, v'lo yeid afil nofo shom kika shol trumato. Now, the Rash is miforesh the deceptic. Now, din by din. Now, the first thing. So, mikve she'in li abo imso, v'nof lesei chayayin, v'nishtanu maro, eini nifsa. Eini nipsal b'shlei shalugi ma'im shuvim, shenoflu b'eit shenishtane ma'reyet. Va'afil choza achakein limare koshe, va'alimarov is koshe lahatvisol. So it couldn't become possible because he did not even have a boim so at that time. Now, the secondly. Hoyu b'imem so, v'nofu l'sei chayayi. V'nishtanu marov chetziei hateivil beim bimkim ayayim, amayim, beim bimkim ayayim kiilu loitobal. Kiilu loitobal. Sha'areim bimkim amayim aboim so. Dikul hoyo aboim so. So the mail is the same din that is mentioned in our mission. Now the next din. Nofluloi shlei sheslugim yayim. Beim bimkim ayayim, beim bimkim amayim. Kiilu loi noflu. Noflu shloishe slugi, yai, shaloishino marei, kiru loi nofal, vitei vel beimim kim amayim, beimim kim ayayim. Hoyo shou, V'hoyo boishiro shnei mikvoyis isholish. But it was show. And then he was mechaberet to a mikveh, v'yishike le mikveh. V'yishike le mikveh kosher. Kid lachshir le tefillah. So he was mechaber. He was mechaber, manipulated. That these two mikvoyis or three mikvoyis should become mechuber to a mikveh kosher. In order that the Shem Shov should be poka. So it all depends where the contact took place. Whether the contact took place when it became a Yayin, the area of Yayin, or the contact took place with the area of Mai. If the contact took place in the area of Yayin, so there is no Ashoke. He should become a Yayin, Zebezeletia. Avo Pishi become a Mayim Shio Mikve, the Shuvininu, the Salton Ashok Smoke a Yayin. Now, no for Shom Kika Shom Trumo, Tome. Im Hoyo Ayayin, Tome. So in other words, so that's the last thing that is mentioned, and this is mentioned in Gemara Makis. Chovi Yishen Nishbero, Biyam Agodo, Umareyu Kemare Yise Ayayin. So then, and the Kika Shom Trumo fell into it. So in other words, so since Yayin, so the Rishen in the Ritvo, Imakis explains it. Why is it so? After all, there should be a loche of here of mikvois. So in other words, if in this case, where a chobies shenish b'robim agodo, so all the yayin of the chobies fell into the yamagodo, So mimele, there is certainly a shiferes aneid. So mimele, even that yayin, so then, when the kicker falls into it, so we say it's tome. The question is, but it became yurev. So the ritvo, I think that the ritvo in Makke says, because the yayin doesn't mix with the water and the yamagodot. So in mele, there is no aloche of viru. So in other words, that retains, since yayin doesn't mix with the water and the yamagodot, so in mele, there is no iru. Even tsies it had been yurev. So then, even though it doesn't mix, but it been mitzies, it had been yurev, so then of course it would be bottle, and so the identity of the yayin would be lost. Mashein came, where the chovish of yayin fell, it broke, and it fell there at the shore of the Yamagodo, and it remained in that place. So mitzies it wasn't yurev, but there was contact. So if there is contact between water and the mayim of the Yamagodo, so then it's considered as if it had been mured. And it can be mured, evenly distributed with the rest of water of the Yamagodo. But since it doesn't mix and it's yayin and it retains, bimtzias it's not mured, so mele it's considered as yayin, so then no for some kikas of trume tome, imoya yayin tome. Because the yayin retains his identity. With the kamele makes maisar price with gasin also the loit or gasin on kach no for shom kiko. Vomar also may bechein mau retaine iki gabra chazoke yochanami iki trume chazoke komashlo. Oy dam gin also davki yamagodu bikobe bikalme avu nare bealme loit nare bealme. So the ritva points out that even the Yamagodo, so why don't we say that it's Miurev? Because it's Yayin. So Yayin does not become Miurev with the Mai. Hakel Hilichacha Amak. Mishnehe. Before coming to Makel, Somarav, Gimulugim, I'm Shuvim, Shinofu, Sichom, Kotev Yayin, Umarein, Timar Yayin, Vinofu, Mikvel, Paslu, Umaiso, also must listen to Hoch, Upoy, Alor, Rapop, Raptone, Hosa, Kotev, Reish, Abu Shluish, Slugin, Italikame, Pasle. In other words, that there are two prerequisites. That's according to the Rav Tone Chotzekut of Reish. Avo Shleish is slugin with Tanekame Pasle. Vyos Rabbi Yich Menuri Lemeim Rakel Eich Amar. Virav Doma Ke Rabbi Yich Menuri. Oy Dium Rav Lo Itone Chotzekut of Reish. Virabbi Yich Menuri Ki Polik Asei Vipolik. Virav Lohoma Al Divra Hake. So that is Rav Popi. But Rove has a pshites. That we have to be gay race. Chosakut in the race. Right. where the whole Tumah is only Mid Rabbanon. Because my law should be Truma, my law should be Kedesh. Avo mitume litaire divrei hakei l'asheini tome. Yeah, v'sheini tome. In other words, that we don't say good aches. V'ikel mandoma machlekes mitume litaire. So, Rabbi Yehuda says that he's tome, that he's toye, even when he's tome, tome de raise. Avo mailes de rabbonon, divrei hakei l'asheini tome. In other words, because even the rabbonon will say, agree, that we say, ligabi mailes de rabbonon, where it's only necessary to have it tefillah mid rabbanon, so then even the rabbanon will apply the halacha of gudaches. Tanya liyo b'disef, shlei shegum miyeshe benachal, ho elino v'tachteino shel esrim esrim so, v'emtsoi shel memso. Reb Yude, eimer, Reb Meir, oye eimer, as Reb Yude, says in the name of Reb Meir, madbilim b'tachteino b'il alieno, v'ani eimer b'tachteino v'lo yiv alieno, v'chachomim eimrim b'inkach u'vinkach, im madbil el b'emtsoi, sheyesh v'abo im so. Perush Reb Meir is lay gudachis, very gudachik. So in other words, so according to Reb Meir, you can be teivel even in the upper level mikveh. The upper level mikveh, because we say gudachik. So the mayim that is in the lower level is considered as if on the upper level, even though it's not destined to go up. So Reb Meir says gudachik. V'rabono and Reb Yudeh, so it said you can be teivel in the lower level. Why? Because gudachis we say, why do we say gudachis? Because the mayim in the upper level is destined to come down. So mele even before it came down, so we consider it as if it's already miure. Mashen kein, if the tefillah takes place in the upper level mikveh, gudachik we don't say. And the rabbonon afil gudachis lesle. Umas nis rabbonon. Uvi seif in der shi maisel arbaisel maisel nus rabbonon. Uvi rish perik beis vigitin. The Gittim Mashon Taim Rabbonon Masnissim Shtech Latviach in Achibu. Oy Taini B'Disefti. Mikveh Sheyeish Ve'yavoyim Somich Uvonis. V'yodu Beiz V'tovlu. Zeach Hazeh. Horishin Toyer V'asheini Tomei. Why? Because the first one, as he walked out, so he took with him, on his body, a little bit of water. Keitza Tueise. Oydei Horishin V'mayim Echot Mimali B'katev. V'nisim L'Sichu V'toyer. Rabbi Yudeh Meir. Eideyu. Ragli shel rishi mimayim echot yeri viteiro vitoi. Sagus negedov shel tzemer. Miksose nigia bimayim toya vinamayim hamismatzim nechshovim kishuvim. Kol zman shel ihelo ligamre minamayim. Vitoya amikve. Amayim shebesir kishuvim vichizrim apetlas amikve vishle shalugim shel yavoyim somer chavoneis vinishaseya shintbiya sifsiseyen minamayim. Tanya betisek. Hidu beyer obdeilo. This is a very confusing to say. Hidu beyer obdeilo harizet meyo. Mipnei shemayim mikalch. Keitzat ueise. So, in other words, if it is, in other words, so the Tisefta is reference to a mikveh of mem somit tzom. So then, if he was teveil a big kettle, a big kele, in the mikveh, so then it has some water on it, so mimele there is less than memso in the mikveh left. So mte shamayim mikalch in case of the isen merido derech pio veheif o madbilo umale isen derech shaleo. Alright, so this din is the same din that is mentioned in the Mishnah, nothing new. But then the Tisefta says, hakevis le mikveh harizem migune. If one jumps in the mikveh, so is a migune. Hateivil pamayim b'mikveh, harei ze migun. If he makes two tefillahs in the mikveh, so he's also migun. Ho'im el chaveirei, kvei shiotcho olai b'mikveh, harei ze migun. Rabbi Yudeh meir, kvei shiotcho olo vachitin nafshei. So Rabbi Yudeh says, in other words, that it's a great isa. In other words, and that he'll be nenesh. If he manipulates that somebody should be kevesh his hand on pirish amayi mikalchim vinasim mayim shebesir hashuv. So the Rash only explains the first half of the price in Tisefte, which needs no explanation. But the second half that needs an explanation, he doesn't explain. Now this is a very difficult Tisefte. Now let's see here how the Mifoshim explain. Wait, wait. The last Yud, Perikei of Tisefte Mikvois, Yud, Preise Yud. Hitru Vayero Deila Ritmeo Shamayim Mikalchi. Keitzu de Merido is your Pio Vahip, or Madvio Amale Darshalai. What is the same thing as the Mishnah? Hakev is Lesech Hamikva Areze Mikune. Now, let's look at the Mem. First of all, in the Zerzov, let's see what the Zerzov says. Hakevet, why is it Migune? Why isn't it the proper thing to jump into the mikveh? Hakevet, the nira kimei kavu and ischav litvil. In other words, if he jumps, so then it appears that he is doing it not lishim shamayim, not lishim tvilet. But he just wants to cool off. It's very hot, he feels hot. So he jumps, he has no patience. He has no patience. In other words, the story is told about Rabbi Yitzchak Baditcheva that the whole night of Sukkot he was waiting for the Amud HaShachar, the Netzachamo, he should be able to be mikayim the mitzvah of Sukkot. The first moment he is able to be mikayim the mitzvah of Lulev, I mean of Dalet Mini. So he didn't want to go to sleep because maybe he'll wake up a little after the Netzachamo. So Mimele, he decided he'll sit up the whole night. So the first moment when he can be mikayim the mitzvah of Dalet Minim will be Mikaimet. So then, and he was looking through the window, whether it's already daylight or not. And then when he noticed that there is already daylight, so he ran to the box. So the box with the etrich box, and was standing on the window, and he was running toward the window, so he was running so fast that he pushed his hand against the window and he broke and his hand was bleeding. In other words, out of zrizes, he was so impatiently waiting for the first moment to be able to be mikayim the mitzvah of Dalet Minim. So that is told about Rabbi Yitzchak Baditcheva. But the average Jew is not in that matrege. And the average Jew so can only impatiently wait for immersing himself in water if he feels hot. But not because of the Kiyum HaMitzvah. So that's why he explains that since he's a Kevet and he's not in the Madrega for Rabbi Yitzchak Baditcheva, say Nachname, if Rabbi Yitzchak Baditcheva would be allowed to be Kevet into the Mikveh, because no one will be Cheshed him that he's doing it in order to call off. Everybody will know. But the average Jew, so then people will be Cheshed him. So it's near Kimei Kiavel and Yitzchak Mikveh. Now then, Hakevel Pamayim Mikveh, also Migune. Why is also Migune? So he says, Hibishe Tovel Pamachat, Lomo Pam Sheni, Valkor Mego, because again, so that. So that would seem a distira to what many Hasidim do. I mean, they are makpid just to make many tefillot, not just one tefillot. And here the Tosefta says that Hakevel Pamayim Mikveh Harei Ze Migune. Now according to the Zerzov, so the pshat is, he is a Tovel Pamachas, he was already in there. I mean, so what of what avail is the second immersion? So, in other words, so it looks that he is not doing that because of the mitzvah. If he had been doing that because of the mitzvah, so why does he have to do it twice? I mean, he was already Torah. Once you are Torah, you can, there is no purpose, in immersing yourself again. So obviously, he is enjoying it. It's not that he's not doing it because of life. He just enjoys immersing himself in the water. So that's why he's good. Bal Korach Meto. So again, the Kiddush Yodavolo, so it looks that he's just enjoying the immersion. And in other words, so he wants somebody to hold on to him because he wants to spend some time in the mikveh, not just to immerse himself. So he's good. Now, this is the reverse chapter that he says. I mean, so it is a text that has no meaning. And the Rash doesn't even explain it. Apparently the Rash
Well, that means doesn't require an explanation. We have to understand this. This too, why is it that Rashi doesn't explain the second level of subject, which has no meaning without an explanation. Now, what does the divorce explain to them? Now, the Ramban also mentions this effect. So this is an important thing. I mean, the Rambam mentions it la'aloch. Perikalev lechet mikroyes ha'lochetet. Ha'lochetet. Ha'kim shei shiolo v'radlo v'yosho v'ibam ha'samayim v'yichos ha'mayim v'yarachko v'yichoy. Ha'kim shei shechamik v'arei z'mikune. Va'atei v'yo pamayim v'yik v'arei z'mikune. Ve'im ala chavei rei. Ke'vei ishiot chol ha'yik v'arei z'mikune. Ha'rei z'mikune. Now, so, this is the Mishneh. Because of the reward, the Jew, the Rabbinian authority, the Sahidic Mitre, Abin Israel Mitre, Horei Swoon, the Israel Mitre, the Hinakin of Amai, Kitty Setoval Koro, Loma Hida Mitre, Yahoo is in the table of Locke. So, I mean, I suppose that Hasidim, when they are Maxi to make many killers, so that doesn't apply because everybody knows that they are doing it because they have certain Kavonis, whether the Kavonis are halachically sound or not, is not important, but no one will say that they do it just because they enjoy immersing themselves in water. What is that? Yeah, I know. If Lomo Chetel Kedel, Yachtel Kedel Kedel Lohot, in Yiga Bikumo Kotin, you swore into a boy Kavon. That's how we say. The Oyna Lechavere, they just call out in the Kvet, Mire, so who becomes it? Because the Mire, can you say it in the Kavonide? Because if his kavone is only within Shemayim, why does he have somebody to hold on to it? Apparently, I mean, that's the interpretation that will be made by the observer. He's not interested in the tefillah and the mitzvah, but he just enjoys it, and wants to spend some time, to play around there in the mitzvah. So, immediately, he tells someone to hold on to it. This is what he says. Now, then he says, the definition of mu, the second of the heretic, there is test much more. Die Meile bescheiden die Mikro war Boni Storm mit dem Zopf. And apparently the Rat agreed with that shot. And that's the reason as to why he neglected to explain the second half. Why? Because the whole thing deals with the case of a Mikro that has mit dem Zopf. So in Meile, when you go out, you take a little bit of water, you carry a little bit of water on your body with you. It says, and then when somebody holds on to you, so again, a little bit of water is on his hand, and if it's a mitzvah of men, some. So there is a diminution. So, he says, if they say, mach me shiori di mitzvah, lirbeis, or of chasinon, shemo yitzienu keidem si mitzvah uzeh, vimim soteinu bi mitzvah choseh, shari choshu amayim, shetofko bi yodi shoseh, si yichmiso lirbeis olo. Now, the Allah is mentioned in the later mission, the next page. Suppose, let's say, you have to become a child. You have to become a child. Now, you have to hold on to the child. You can't let him alone in the mitzvah. So what should you do? If you hold on to him, so maybe if you hold, if the adult holds on to the hand of the child, so then there is a chitze, so mine cannot come in. So there are two ways, two possible ways. So, of overcoming that problem, one possible way is that he holds down very loosely. So the male mind can go in between the hand of the adult and the hand of the child. That's one possible way. I mean, Rav Shimon says that. Whether, I mean, Rabbonon, we can do that or not, so according to some retaining, it's a machlekes between Rav Shimon and Tanakam, according to other retaining, there is no machlekes on that. But with the right thing, certainly can be done. And then the other way is, the other method to overcome this problem is that he should wet his hand, the adult should soak his hand in the mikveh, in the water, and then take a hold of the child's hand from the melee, and his hand that is completely moist with water is in the mikveh, so the water that is on the adult's hand is mechubah to the water in the mikveh, from the melee there is no chit. So in other words, so there are ways, of overcoming that problem when somebody holds on to another person. But if a person says to that, oh, you hold on to me, so So even if he moist the other one who won't answer him, moistens his head. So there is no problem with Chitze. But maybe he'll take away his end before the person, the Tevil, completed his immersion in the Mitzvah. So the Melech, and if it's a Mitzvah, it's something of Mentor, so then there will be a little less than Mentor left. Because a few drops will be carried by the person, and the person's hands will be carried away by the person's hands. So we can say, all right, I'll make sure that the person who holds on to me should not take away his hand until I finished immersing myself completely. But sometimes he might forget, and the person will take away his hand, and with it, a huge droplet of water, which will cause the diminution in the mensah of the mikveh. So then the mikveh will not be anyway. That's why he says, I can take an arche. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda considers this as a very serious offense. I mean, to a heavy person to hold on to him, if it's possible for him without holding on. So the Ketuzmishne says, Die Meile beschämt mit Mikla, wo ich so mit dem Sonne. Die Chese macht mich, die Mikla liebe ich auf, Chachin und Shem Yisein und Kedem sie nicht nur sehen. Wie nimmt so? Kedem und Mikla Chose, die Alchostra am Main, die Topfri, die Jodis so sehen, die ich nicht so liebe ich auf. Weil der Erzähl ist bevor ich, ein Jid, der Akkentik ist sich am Main, weil ich nicht die Kese, am Main die Mikla, die Meile, die soll heute die Mikla, wo ich so mit dem Sonne. Die Chachin und Shem und Kedem und Kedem und Kedem und Kedem to jump in the mikveh, because if it is, when you jump, so then you splash water outside in the mikveh, most of the time. So if it is more than mensah, so there is no problem, so it's not the goodness. But if it is mensah mitzvah tumim, and then he jumps into the mikveh, so he splashes a little bit of water outside the mikveh, so there will be less than mensah, so he will not even be anyway, the tefillah will not even be anyway. Because what came to fight. So, all right, so in other words, so that's the other stuff that it just needs to mention. But it seems that the Rat agrees with the second explanation. So now we can understand that's why the Rat doesn't say anything on that, because he felt that he doesn't have to say, because the other halachas that he mentioned has reference to Abuni Tomichavoni. And then certain halachas are mentioned because of the diminution, the mischaseya. So anyway, he mentioned that chapter, but it's obvious that the reason why the Rat doesn't say anything is because the Rat agrees with the second explanation mentioned by the Ketuvim. All right, did it all the Rat, Mr. Zay, did it all the same in Eretz, the Madiunbe, Shamayi Mikadu Leitagu Mitokari Amichu, Uvimayim Udvulo, ואין כך שיצא, ונחץ איתו לציטה יובון וציטה ייץ, שמימוב מרודודים, מרושים, וירקו, תרגום ורדידו, שאין המים עמוקים מחלטה מקווה רוחב, המים נתפסים וכו', ואף על פי שאין במנסו, אין כל גוף בתצלר ישלו, שאין כל גוף אין נסחס עם מים, ותחת עשו יש מניפיולי, that on one spot, the level of water should be raised. וכאילו זה תתח אותו מקווה, אפילו חבירי שמכאן את יאיץ לך המים. The water should be inflated, should be raised. Claim that the yalu can eat a puach. In other words, to be inflated. The yalu amu can eat a bechot. The table there. The knock out was the table in the jayitim by a canning sofer of Nehemai. The table is a vonim aleyem ki the yichnis of Nehemai. God is tona at the lechweit in the canning. Claim that. Loi ni boi a von. Ela si lechweit in the canning. Shamai in the neyem lechot it hepede. Umstav lu nemso. Uvil vato yechalko kwa mitzve. Di yitain havel et mitzve. Shechalko bisao di yogosame. Da tivu shom lo zoi trile. Kedi yitain. Vichitrein abakele. ויש מפורשים מרודודים שמים את קרקעים סוף שאין לקרקע אחר כמוקים בעצוי שהירד בין תבריה הוא הישים בפוס עם דמות אין עוד המיוחלית בו שם אלו שנה בו יש לזה נעד עכשיו זה כי תתאים זה ישראל מודי בבדן או במקרה ישראל מודי and it's impossible to betray them because if he does get into the mikveh he'll sink so then there's an Israel in Hades חילי עצים ומטפחים עצב על המים ואין מדליהם וטבר ואין רושן המשנה מסמכים. So he doesn't disagree with that. In other words, it's all right out of him. In other words, let's say the ground of the mikveh, the bottom of the mikveh is muddy, and you can't get stand in it. So then to put logs of wood, so we'll be able to stand on it is all right. Even though there is aloche, mentioned in more in Yide, at the end of the Yide, that's from Zion, that Isha only tamed al gabi akuin, which is bail. So there is that is not there, if it's a tele, because the tele is not very big. So in Mele, we are afraid that on account of the flight, if you stand on top of the tele, in narrow tele, so it will be frightened. And the Mele, he might forget to make a good feeling, because he'll be fighting to be in haste. He'll hurry to come out of the mikveh, because he's standing on narrow tele. But if it's a broad, wide log of wood, so then the arm isn't tired. So that's why the Rash doesn't disagree with that thing. He just says, they motion have missed the matter. Oy mele khomei vi mai, kodom ke mele khomei yot mi mai, u mi snani mi amo, u goin ha galin ala mai lo sha machat mi sunale, u fi sha machat dak vi yori te vitu de mai, der kwa bilke, ke khidi sha over lo ha gal, so now just one thing. Now tomorrow I have to be sure, because I need once the last week and once the this week. Now, so next period, so the next period, except for the last Mishnah in Perichet, so we are just going over the Mishnayot with the Rav, because it's not really there. I mean, the Mishnah, I don't want to skip anything, so that's why we are going to cover, the Mishnayot in Perichet, just with the Rav, except the last Mishnah, that's Mishnah Hei, that will cover thoroughly, the Rav and all the things. But, so then I would like tomorrow to go over Perichet, and Perichet will just run over after Mishnah Hei, and then Mishnah Hei, Perichet, and then start a few Mishnahs in Perichet. So you have to prepare yourself for that, because I would like that to be there. Eretz Yisroel Teiro Mikriyeo Teiro. Now, the Chachomim were doing the Tumo and the Eretz Ha'am. But in Eretz Yisroel, there is no Tumo. Even those Dayores in Eretz Yisroel, which is inhabited by Goyim, so still there is no Tumo. So that's what means that Eretz Yisroel Teiro, Achim Ayoris of Akum, said the Teiro. So he goes to Tumo and Eretz Ha'am in the Chutzlo. Und mit dem Zeller Teher. Und wenn man sich Kinder nur gezogen, die Stomme der Herzen hat, so das ist der Chazoki, an dem wir die Mikroi nicht mehr als die Treuer, hat er jetzt. Mikroi ist am Ende der Chutzlorez, so zehren wir Balikerle. Now, Ezra was mit Sacken, that a Balikerle is not a big Reteher, until you stay on yourself. Now, that a Kone, we're not doing it because it was not responsible by Tibo, so the Mele became born. But the Rambam said that even though he passed La Aloche, that there is no need for Tzilei Balkeri, but Meilom loy nati Yeridre Likeri. In other words, he just resented the statement that was made by the Italian from Alexandria that the Rambam was not in there, the Rambam was not doing it until he was So he said, Meilom loy minati. So we see that even though the Takone became bottled because it was not dispatched to the Reda Kibo, but there is a need of Chachide to be tabled in the Reda Kibo.
The Irish in the Broca says
that the Chachomim made it a college. Ezra made it a college, even though it's not obligatory on account of the fact that it's a spot for the people, but it came a mitzvah there is. Because once the Chachomim was made, even though it's not obligatory, and we cannot enforce it, but because it's a spot for the people, but it came a mitzvah there is. All right. So anyway, so even now there is an Indian of killing camp. So before his army to the hood lore, he's saving the military. Now, here I say, So it's also kosher libalikari. Now, from this Rav, so two things you can see from this Rav. Number one, that the chiddush of the Rav, and the Rashi is not like that. The Rashi and the Rambam and the Rosh, they hold that as far as Chiddush Balikari is concerned, so it is kosher in the mitzvah of Mayishuv. From the Rav it appears that it's only kosher in the Damshoch. So like this, we say that Damshoch is cooling the Ruben is not affecting, we pass through. But we got it, he's a beast, he was voluntary. So it's all right to have a mitzvah that was in Shum Shiroko. Because he emphasizes, the more money we cut it, the shop will say, Gumo, who may say, Gumo, the Zerach, the Ilk, and a mile in it. Why does he emphasize? Why does he say simply, he's smaller than the Shum, my little day? That's all. He just, in his hand, he poured, with his hand, he poured water into the mitzvah. So it's according to the Rashi, and the horse and the Rambam, it would be good with Kirat Balka. Because that was the Takonis Rachonis, that even in Israel of Mayim Shuvim, even in Israel of Mayim Shuvim is God. Of course, I mean, it's there that the reason is why they say, those retaining who say, that the Israel of Kuri Shov is God there. So they hold that Shuvim, even Kuri Shov, is only through the horse. Because if it is through the Isaac Kuri Shov, why should they? And see, Ezra was mistaken that he required Tzilas of the melee. So if it's a good show, so slow Tzilas. All right, so there is another takone of Tess Kabi, Ligabi Chile. So there is a so Tess Kabi, Manishuvi, you know. But that's only Ligabi Chile, not Ligabi Bori. Not Ligabi Bori Amargil. Bori Amargil requires Tzilas in Mitzvah. So Kuri Shov is supposed to be right there, why should it be good? But the fact is that the Rash and the Rosh and the Rambam, they all say that even if it is Kuri Shov, even if it is Kuri Shov, so it's kosher with Kuri Shov. It's kosher with Kuri Shov. So it can be because they hold that even Kuri Shov is kosher with the right. Kosher with the right. But the Rash is only if it's Mami Shov, not. But only there was Amshoch. Even though Amshoch was the Kule, so it was not territory. That's one chiddush of the Rav. That is weak, he differs from other things. Then there is another chiddush in the Rav. Where I mentioned several times the machleket between Chachmei Venetia and Chachmei Italia. So the question is, now we pass him, Amshoch the Kule is not effective. Amshoch the Kule is not effective. So the question is, so, suppose, so of course, if the show became on the tailor, and then there was Amshoch the Kulei, so then it's certainly not good. But suppose he was near the carpet, and then he spilled it on the ground, and let's say he was walking away, and then it passed into the mix. So the Chachmei, so there is a machleket between the Chachmei Italia and the Chachmei Venetia, whether it's all right or not. It's all right. So what is the machleket? Those who say that it's not all right, they hold for the same reason that Amshoch the Kule is not effective in Shov al the Tele, so Amshoch the Kule is not effective in the Shov of Mili Kate. But those who say that Amshoch the Kule in Mili Kate is effective, they hold that Mirikate is considered show because the mitzvah, because the water comes into the mitzvah on the day order. My game thing is a person fills up his hands with water, and then he spills the water on the floor, on the ground, at a distance from the mikveh, and then gradually the water drips into the mikveh, so it doesn't come into the mikveh out of the kiyachodom. So in any way, it's not to be told. It's not a question of being much theatrical to our doctrine. Where it was all decreed, so then we have to much the other how it is told to our shocker. So we cannot be much the other being shown the Kulei of the Rubens. Only the Miluke, the Mulubi. But in here, when there was no Miluke decree, but here the Kadeh, so the show consists in the fact that the Miluke comes into the Mikveh through Kiyahodom. But if a man spilled it on the ground, and then it spilled, it slipped into the mikveh, so then it's not over at all. But we see that the Rav that in Ore agrees with the Chachmei Lesher. He says, this is a special kulet, a special kulet with Abitur and Voltaire, that if there was Amshochet, and the Yuridi Kafe, so it's all right. Of course, the same thing would be true if there was Amshochet, and the new decree, because the Rav mentions that there's a special cooling in regard to the Tzimot Balkan. As we follow the Tzimot, the new mind, the Tzimot, the Tzimot, the Tzimot, the Tzimot, the Tzimot, the Tzimot, the Tzimot. Now, the Baal Tzimot, the Chutzim Apteya, is Tzimot Apteya, the Chutzim Apteya, Chutzim Apteya, Chutzim Apteya, Tzimot 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 Apteya, the limits of the city, and there are no people walking there, so in any way, we don't have to say that maybe a person feels that up, you know, near die, or he paused on the table. Because no one, there are no trains, there are no pedestrians walking there. It's Chutzim Dine. So the Chutzim Tessacham Dine, I don't know anything. So, no, it's not Tessacham, but if it is within the city, so occasionally by Italian, oops, Lecholat Mei, why to have made because we are hating? Maybe, because many people, when they have to wash their laundry, so they walk to the pool outside of the city. So they ready to come show. All right. Zein haloche, all right, next week. Eru balikarian can tzrichin tzirot. These are the balikarians that tzrichin tzirot. Ro maim chalukim o yachur. Bitzchilo toir. Bientza o vissei ston. Now, chalukim, the Rav says, chalukim shemati skipim chalukim kimishal shalim. The Rambam, in the Peo Shamitzi, says, chalukim, the Rambam says that the Rambam no, it's the same word that the Rambam no, it's the washing from the Rambam. But the Rosh says that Chalukim means that there is no viscosity in the discharge, in the issue. So the Mele, in other words, the two attributes of the Shechva Zera of Keri is, number one, that is Lovon, Kibeto, Logon Kibeto, and the other attribute of the Shechva Zera, so is that the tippet in the discharge, so Shechva Zera of Keri. Now, suppose it's Haluki, it's not Nimshach. Oh, Yahoo! Now, not the way that the Therapy Foil explained it. I mean, the Therapy Foil shot is very strange. But suppose Oyahuri means that it's not Lovon Kibeto, but it is Nimshach. So in other words, Haluki means that it's not Misha, but it's Rosh Chodesh, and Ahuri means that it is Misha, but it is not Rosh Chodesh. In other words, it has only one of the characteristics of Keres, not both. So if this happens, if he had that Misha right at the beginning of his urination of Atorat Miraglayim, Bitzilat Atorat Miraglayim, so historia, because since he does not have both characteristics of Shechazah, he does not have both characteristics of Shechazah, and it took place, and the discharge took place at the beginning of the urination of the Atorat Miraglayim, so the Meir is a raya that it's not Shechazah. So the question is, if it's not Shechazah, how is it that it has one of the characteristics of Keri? How is it that it's Lovon? How is it that it is Nimshach? That it is Nimshach? So obviously, so we say, that can happen. So the Rosh explains it. That can happen when a person was eating himself for a long time, not to pass water, and then when he passes water, so then the urine water will have one of the characteristics of Shechazah. Alright, so the Trilo Yisoya, the Emka of the Sof, but if it's Halukim or Yahurim, that means it has one of the characteristics of Shechazah, and it takes place, the discharge took place in the middle of his urination, or at the end of his urination, so then it is Tommy. So then we say that it is Kari, it's not Miraglari, but it is Kari. Mitchilo v'atov historia. But suppose he had this discharge. He had all the time, at the beginning of the urination and the middle, and in the end, so then it's a raya that it's not there. So it's funny. Levonim v'nishochim, but if it has both characteristics of Keri of Sherazera, it's Lovon k'beitzo, and it's Nishach, it's Zipkes, so then it's Tomei. Then it's Tomei. Rabbi Yechimel is one in Tiachur. So Rashi, the Rambam explains it, we one in Tiachur. The other misfortune don't say anything on it. But the Rambam, Rabbi Yechimel, she im hoyum is one, im shochim bitchilo, im stoya, kmo im mishpat, fachur, kmo im mishpat achur. Alright. Now the next mission. Hamati o tipi nove is mitecha amo. It's done. Hamati o tipi nove is, in other words, that because he is chelik on the Tanakama of the first mission. Tanakama of the first mission says that if it's halukim achurim bitchilo istoya. So Rabbeinu says, it all depends. If Pvap, in the issue, is sick, so then, even though it's Halukim, it's not Nishach, but if it's sick, so then it's Tommy, so then it's a Raya that it's Keri. Do you have Lachis? I'm Harer Balayo. The Yoma Adumot of Psori Ham, even though he's not an, even though he's not aware of any discharge, but he knows that he had an erratic dream, and then he found Psori Ham, so he's Tommy. So then we say, that he probably had a discharge. Hapileta zera b'imashlishi, iteiro, divere Rabbi Eliezer ben Azari, Rabbi Shmuel Eimer, pomim sheim abo arba imis, pomim sheim chomish, pomim sheim shisha. That means, now the halacha is, that if a woman is pileta shichva zera, the shichva zera she receives from her husband, if she discharges that shichva zera, so then she has a din as a balkah. So she is totally the same to me as the Balkari. As long as at the time that she is blessed the Shechazara, she discharges the Shechazara, so at the time she was blessed the Shechazara, so the Shechazara was in a position to fertilize. In other words, so the question is, until when can fertilization take place? So sometimes fertilization
takes place immediately, you know, at Ashes. But sometimes it takes place a day later. Now, so that's the machlekes. Now, with Lug, it seems that there is a machlekes in Mitzias, but we don't have to say that it's a machlekes in Mitzias. We can say it's a machlekes. You see, the question is, sometimes, you know, So according to Rav Lezer ben Azariah, so it has a chalei shem shichvadera. It can fertilize the egg cell only up to the third day of the tashish. Kigen sheshim shobehei b'shabes on Thursday upolta b'shabes. So it's Thursday, the first day, Friday, the second day, Shabbat is the third day. So if she was selected on Shabbat, Loish Neshim Shabbatchila Slele, Dishta Zera Bimeo Dali Bimishleis, Lilhei Bimhei Lil Shishi Mishishi, Loish Neshim Shohei Mchasheicho, Loishtaya Lutasei Vilil Vol, Vivol, Dilonikel Shtei Mishleimis, Sheino Hi Oyoy Milaylo, so in other words, he does not have a Chalitza Mishabadah. On the third day, only the first 2 days, and it doesn't matter when the tashmish took place, when the beginning of the day or the end of the day. I mean, it's difficult to understand why should it depend upon the number of days. It should depend upon a certain number of hours. But I don't know. Anyway, Rabbi Lazaria said so. So, Hapilet Zera Mashlish is a teiro. In other words, that it has a chaleishim shich lazera the first 2 days. And on the third day, he does not have a din of a shechazera, because it cannot fertilize. Rabbi Shmuel Eimer, pomim shem arba eimer, pomim shem chomeish, pomim shem shisha. So in other words, according Rabbi Shmuel says, that only apilete zera b'yem ha'ovim teiro. In other words, if she was shimsho b'dalet b'shabes, and polto b'shabes, so it's already the fourth day, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Shabbat is the fourth day, then it doesn't have a chalei shem shechvadera. So sometimes you have, if it's the fourth day, so you're already, so 4 inets, and then it consists of 12 hours. So 4 inets means 48 hours, and sometimes it's 72 hours. So again, according to Rabbi Shmuel, it doesn't depend upon a certain number of hours, upon a certain number of inets, but upon a certain number of days. So according to Rabbi Lazarie, he says the chalei shem shich lazera for the first 2 days of tashmish. According to Rabbi Shmuel, he says the chalei shem shich lazera for the first 3 days. According to Rabbi Akiva, so 5 inets. 5 inets. That means 60 hours. An inet is 12 hours. 60 hours. In other words, so. It doesn't depend upon a certain number of days. I mean, that's easier to understand. I mean, this is difficult. I mean, Rabbi Azariah and Rabbi Shmuel, why should it depend upon a certain number of days? I mean, the number of days, so sometimes it might be the fourth day is after 48 hours, and sometimes it's after 60 hours, and sometimes it involves 72 hours. All right, but that's the sheet. And according to Rabbi Akiva, it's 60 hours. But there is another mandoma, the Chachomim Shabbat, and they say that it is 3 mitzvahs. 3 mitzvahs. That means 6 inets. 6 inets, 72 hours. And this is the basis for the Chumre of the 5 days over and above the 7 Zayinikim. So actually the Mechava Paschim is only 4 days over and above. The Mechazak of the Mechava means that the Midor has to count 4 days, 4 unclean days, and then 7 clean days. Why 4 unclean days? Because we pass like the Chachon. So there are 3 mitzvahs. So we say that the Shemazera can fertilize the XL within any minute of the 72 hours as of Tash. So Mele, if she's so down, let's say, on Sunday,
She saw Dam on Sunday, and we're saying she stopped seeing Dam. She cannot make her sitar on Sunday before she is. Why? Because maybe she'll be peleted in Sheikh Vazera, let's say, Monday. She'll be peleted in Sheikh Vazera Tuesday. And there, see, the halacha is that peleted Sheikh Vazera is say of the minion of Zainichi. So because of that, there is a chumre that before she starts counting the Zainichi, she should make sure that there cannot be any stir and interruption in the Zainichi. So Mele, even if she saw Dam, let's say on Sunday, and she stopped seeing Dam, she cannot make a Siktar. But she has to wait according to Pesach of Mechaber. So she has to count 4 days, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And then Wednesday, she makes a Siktar. Why? Because we pass like the Chachomik. The Selesa Sheikh Vazera, so he's Tomei, and the Mele it would be say of the minion of Zainikin. So Zainikin, if it happens within 72 hours as of Tashmish. So the Mele, because of that, if she saw the Dam on Sunday, sometimes the Tashmish is at the end of Sunday, sometimes the beginning of Sunday. So because of the book, so the Mele, so she can make her Fiktare only on Wednesday. So then she's sure, on the fourth day, so then she's sure that it's beyond 72 hours, end of the Tashmish. Even if the Tashmish was Somuch Lishkiyas Acham of Sunday, just before sunset. So if she makes, so 3 weeks less later, 72 hours later, that will be before Wednesday, so before Shkiyas. So 72 hours will have expired. So in other words, that's why the Mechaber passes that he has to count 4 days over in the book of Zainichi. And then the Ramor says that 5 days. Why? Because sometimes she'll make a mistake, it will be Pinash Moshes, and she'll think it's still the daytime, actually it's already nighttime. So because of that, so the Ramor passes that he has to count 5 days over the book of Zainichi. Anyway, we pass like the Chachomim. So the Chachomim Shite is not even mentioned to this mission. All right, I'm going to give him a little comment. Now, even though the Rabbi Batinore says, Aloche Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah, Aloche Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah, but we don't pass like the Rabbi Batinore. We pass the Shchono, the Mechaber and Ramo pass like the Chachomim in Shabbat, that is 6 Enes, that means 72 hours. Now, Mishnah Dalet, in the Chachomim Shepolto, שפולטו שכבזרה מישראל, יסמי. So the Daloch is that the Phoenician is Pelezer שכבזרה, she has a deal of Ibala Sker. So she is Tomei, the same Tomei of Ibala Sker. Suppose the Goyim, that she was Mizane with the Israel, and then she was Pelezer שכבזרה of the Israel. So he says, Yisrael, why? Because only the carrier of the Israel, the שכבזרה of the Israel is Yisrael. Sheikh Vazera of Anakum is not Mitame. Now, so she was Mizanu with Israel, so the Sheikh Vazera is the Sheikh Vazera of Israel, so Mimele she is Mitame. But Israel Shepoto Sheikh Vazera means Chavim, if he passed Israel with Mizanu with the Goy, and then she will attend, so the Sheikh Vazera is of the Goy, so it's Tero, because the carry of the Goy is not Mitame. Honisho Sheshim Shabbos. So, the Yod of the Tovlo, Nagro Shetashmish, and the Yod of the Tovlo, the Lui Kiddo is Abayis. And she keeps the Abayis means she did not take a douche. In other words, if she's Mechaberes as Abayis, she takes a douche, so she cleans out the Sheikh Vazera. But suppose she had Tashmish, and then she was developed, and prior to the Tvila she did not make a douche, so that means the Sheikh Vazera was inside her at the time of the Tvila, Kiyilu Lui Tovlo. In other words, the Hashino, Shechemo Tifle Tipa, Sheikh Vazera, Shemisha Lobeisimo. So, in other words, even though she was developed, but then when she was piloted, the Sheikh Vazera, so then she becomes so. And the tefillah that she had while the Sheikh Vazera was inside her, that had no effect. Balkeri Shetobal, from the Hikil Samayim, Kishi Yatil Samayim Tomei.
Why? Because we say we are afraid lest some droplets of the Shekhvah Zera, and that remains sticking to his organ. So when he urinates, so then there is also a discharge of Shekhvah Zera. Tome. Rabbi Yisei Neya. Bichayle Ovizokim Tome. Biyalad Ovibori. Biyalad Ovibori Toya. Alright, we'll leave it here. Now the next Mishneh. So we learn with the Rash. With the Rash. And we told the Rishayim. And then the next phase. Alright. And I intend to finish the Kvoyim before Purim. There'll be a Shir on Sunday also. And on Sunday and on Monday, so we'll finish the Kvoyim. To Mikvoyes Berkhes Mishnehe. Nido Shenosno Mois Vitiyot. This Mishnah is a very basic Mishnah in regard to Chtisa. Nido Shenosno Mois Vitiyot. Viyodo Vitovo Tehiro Mitumot. So she becomes Tehiro from Tumas Nido and she's Mutaret Lebairo. But the rage. The Mayone is of a Zav, or a Zove, or a Nido is Mitame. So Memele, since she put the change in her mouth, so some rake was transferred on the Mois, on the coin. So Avot Meyo hi al Gavreik, she Nisla shal ha Mois Kedem Tvile, and that is, so the rake of a Nido, so that is Mitame, it Meyo Mitera Smago. The reiko mitame bimago vimas. Bimago vimas. Nosno saro bifio, so he says, utneyo mitera smago. Now there is a loche that maga bishastorin is not mitame. So the Rash mentions maso, but the Rav says not only maso, he mentions mago also. So apparently, I mean, the Rav doesn't want to go into that question because he can visualize a case where it's not Magabi Fastorim. It all depends where the spittle is. If the spittle is inside the mouth, so then it's Magabi Fastorim. But suppose sometimes you have spittle coming out on the lips, so then it's not Magabi Fastorim. He's not concerned now with that question. So he mentioned Maga, but in a Haname, in order to be mitame the maga, then it should not be maga bishastori. But maso, it's always mitame b'teras maso. Even when it's bishastori, it's not mitame b'teras maga, it is bishastori, but maso, yes. Avot meyo yal gavreiko. Noshno tsaro b'fio. In other words, if she put the hair in her mouth. So memele, that was an interposition, chatzitze. Kofzo yodo. Kofzo yodo. In other words, she held the fingers very tight one to another. So the male, no mayim could come in. If you keep your fingers tight one to another, no mayim could come in. Kortos vasel. Now, about kortos vasel, they are too short in the Rash. I mean, that's the basic, I said the basic, very basic mission. Because what does it mean, kortos vasel? Now, we'll soon see. Now, kortos vasel. So there are two pshatim in Kortos Vasel. One pshat in Kortos Vasel means that, in other words, that she closed her lips, so mimele, no water could come into the mouth. Two, there is a loche that water is not necessary, that water should come into the Bisa story. Let's say, Tachas Bisa Shechi, under the arm, in the armpit. So even if water doesn't come in into the armpit, it's a shechi. So it's still a good feeling. But only be a smile bino. So the aloha is vitol estosoi b'mayim. In other words, that bisa story is not. It's not necessary that mayim should come into the bisa story. Let's say into the armpit. But it has to be raw. It raw will be a smile. Now there is a machlekes between Teisves in Gdushin Daf Chof Gimel and the Ritvo. The Chidushi or Ritvo in Gdushin Daf Chof Gimel. Teisves, the Gemara says, Rol Bias Mayim Bino. So Teisves Shite in Gdushin is that it's in Reis. The Ritvo Shite in Gdushin Daf Chof Gimel is that it's only Mirabonon. That Mr. I say it's not even necessary that it should be Rolly Bear's wife. They should be Rolly Bear's wife, only Mirabonon. But Rolly Bear, whether Mr. I say Mirabonon, that's the machleket between cases and the Mitzvah. Now the question is, what does it mean? But Rolly Bear's mind, it has to be. Now, so there are two pshot in the Rashi. One pshot in the Rashi is, Kortos Rosel means that in other words he closed the lips. He closed the lips so mainly no water could come into the mouth. So true, the mouth, inside of the mouth is a bit of a story. So it's not necessary that water should come in. But if it has to be Rolly Bear's mind, so if you keep your mouth a little open, even if you don't open it wide, but you just a little open, so it's Rolly Bear's mind, so then it's definitely a good feeling. Even though water did not come in. But Rolly Bear's mind it is. But suppose you keep the mouth closed. So then, one pshat in the Rashi is, the tefillah is not a good tefillah. Because if you keep the mouth closed, so then the Beis HaStorim is not even Rolly Bear's mind. That's one pshat. But then the other pshat, and then the Rashi at the end of Mikvoi, Spirit Youth. So it's also mashma that he agrees, he accepts the second pshat, and the Rosh pshat is like that, and it's mashma. The Rambam pshat is like that, and the Shulchan Aruch pasuk is like that. That Kof Koto, not so according to...